Blog Talk Radio.
Stand still and know that He is God, and there's no need to fight, for the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. That you wanna run and hide. Your enemy is out for you, and you don't know why. Oh yeah, you think on your strength to hold back your tears, but you know you gotta face your fears. Let me whisper a word softly in your ears. Oh.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran. There's a lot of information, a lot of weapons that I want to share with you today. You know, today's segment's theme title is How to Stand in Position as a Biblical Sniper in the Last Days. If you have a friend and you want him or her to give their heart, cares, concerns, dilemmas, situations, crisis, dramas to the only one that can help and make a miracle, share this segment. Because in this segment, we're going to learn about the many postures, many ways that we go to the Lord, many positions that we go to the Lord as a biblical sniper. Just like if you was in the Army, Navy, Marines, if you was in law enforcement, they teach you certain positions that you have to take when you're dealing with certain situations. And today, we're going to learn about positions we take as biblical snipers in the last days. You know, in the wars that rage against us today, our greatest weapon is still to worship God in the midst of our chaos. Through worship, heaven comes and fills us in his love and presence, which can touch our worst enemy to surrender all to Jesus. Loving our enemy keeps them from getting inside of us. We will be facing many giants in the days to come. Don't leave home without your strategic biblical weapons, which is what? Worship, the Bible's promises, and the Lord's army. But before I go on, I want everyone to listen to one more worship.
I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried to hide his feelings, but they only gave him away. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing that I knew the right words to say. Can you reach my one.
Yes, Lord. Lord, help him give his heart to you, Lord Jesus. You're the only one, Lord, that can help all our friends, our family. You're the only one, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we understand that. You're the only one, the only one, the only one. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the only one. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you are the one that's in control of our lives. And we dedicate this segment to you once again, Lord Jesus, giving you thanks for who you are. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me for a little technical difficulty. But again, brothers and sisters, you know, there are many accounts in the Bible about prayer and many postures that are described. For example, Abraham fell on his face before God, and we see that in Genesis 17, verse 3 and verse 17. Moses prayed with his hands outstretched, and you can see that in Exodus chapter 9, verse 27 through 29. In King Solomon, he knelt in prayer. You can see that in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54. Jesus prayed looking up into the heavens, and we see that in Mark chapter 6, verse 41, John chapter 11, 41, and John chapter 17, verse 1. So once again, this segment is about the posture, the position as a biblical sniper in the last days. Well, there's a position where we look up into the sky like Jesus did. There's a position where we stretch out our hands. There's a position where we get on our knees. There's a position where we fall on our face. All these positions express our attitude in our heart. Here today, we are going to learn several positions of prayer. We're going to discuss their symbolism and see how they relate to us in the last days as biblical snipers. The Word of God says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 12, the Lord is already blessed, but blessed be the name of Jesus Christ, and bless all of those who come on this segment. Bless their families, their friends, their situations. Bless this word in them, Lord. Lord, I ask that you encarve this word, that you encarve the biblical promises, that you encarve the method, the strategies, Lord. Encarve these scriptures in their mind, heart, soul, and script, and mind, Lord. Encarve them, Lord. That they memorize and they apply these processes, these principles, and these positions for your glory and honor. Again, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 and 12, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Hallelujah. So what position you want to go to? What position do you want to learn? Do you want to learn about lying prostrate before God? Do you want to learn about kneeling before God? Do you want to know about bowing before the Lord? All these positions, all these attitudes that are in the heart. You want to come into agreement and know what it is in your position and sitting down before the Lord? Or looking up into heaven, like Jesus did, hallelujah, or stretching forth your arms You know, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said this in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4 and 8. It says, the Apostle wrote to Timothy, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all there that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all goodness and honesty. For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of truth. Verse 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Here we see the position of stretching forth the arm. Here we see the lifting up the holy hands. Here we see without wrath and without doubting, without leading in our own understanding. In the scriptures, the outreach arm was a symbolic of seeking God's mercy and blessings. This position of prayer reflects the beatitude of being a peacemaker and expressed the following attitude. It appeals to God, our sovereign God. When we read the book of Exodus chapter 9:29, it says this, and we affirm and we come in agreement and we declare and decree that it goes into our memory bank. Before Pharaoh released the people of Israel from slavery, God sent 10 plagues to the nation of Egypt. God thus demonstrated his ownership over all creation. When Pharaoh pleaded with Moses to ask God to stop the hailstorm, Moses said unto him, as soon as I'm gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know that the earth is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Excuse me for my excitement, but I'm excited when I read the word of God. Again, that was in Exodus chapter 9:29. And then in Exodus chapter 17:11, check this out. When the Israelites fought against the Amalekites in the wilderness, Moses stood on a hill overlooking the battlefield with his arms stretched out, holding the rod of God. And this, he said, it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Hallelujah. Man, if this is not getting your attention, it's getting mine. Because this reflects God's redeeming work, God's salvation. Recalling God's provision for past needs and renewing our faith in present situations. God takes us back to the past so we could remember that he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Moses often called the people of Israel to remember the great works of God. And if you listen to all my segments for the last 10 years, that's basically my agenda. For all those that come on Block Talk Radio, remember the great works of God. Remember the promises of God. Remember the position. Remember how God continues to demonstrate to us that we are to worship him in spirit and in truth, and that he delights in the worship of his children, and that while we are worshiping, we are to petition for God's blessings. When King Solomon dedicated the temple to God, and we read this in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22 to 23, and verse 28 and 29, when King Solomon again dedicated the temple to God, he sought God's blessings on it. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and he spread forth his hand towards the heaven. Again, the hand stretched out to the heaven. And he said, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servant that walk before thee with all their heart. O Lord, my God, hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thy eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even to the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there. Wow. The position of what? Stretching forth the arm. The position of looking up to the heaven. In Psalms 122, 1 verse 1 through 2, here it demonstrates where our hope comes from. The verse says, looking up to God in prayer serves as a testimony that we are putting our hope in Him and waiting on Him for help. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. This should increase your confidence, your faith, your belief. In John 11, verse 41 and 42, it says, and the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus prayed with faith and thanksgiving before he raised Lazarus from the dead. John 11, verse 41 through 42 says this, affirms this. We receive this word. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which I stand by, said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Hallelujah. Sometimes I pray that. And he prayed that to show his intimate fellowship with God. And that's what I want every listener to know. I have an intimate relationship with God. I don't have a religion. I have a relationship. And yes, I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness. I'm not like Jesus that never sinned. In John 17, verse 1 and 2, it says, Jesus never sinned. He enjoyed perfect fellowship with his heavenly Father. When he prayed on the night before his crucifixion, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. Again, Jesus looked up to heaven the night before, my brothers and sisters, and he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Hallelujah. This word is so blessed. These weapons are so good. This example of the position that we need to be in is so powerful. Hallelujah. We lift up our hands. We lift up our hands, our hearts before the Lord. We look up to the heaven just like Jesus did. God said it, Jesus did it, we receive it, and now we need to do it as well. We need to kneel before God. That's another position. When we repent of our sins, we appeal to the Lord for his mercy and forgiveness. Kneeling before the Lord is a symbol of the heart attitude that we should have to make such a petition. It reflects the beatitude of mourning over our sins and expresses that we acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that we acknowledge that he is our Savior, that he is the King of Kings, that he is the Prince of Peace, that he is the beginning and the end, that he's coming soon, that the trumpet will sound, and that we will go with him in the name of Jesus Christ. So let's kneel before him. Let's activate these positions and raising our hands and looking up to the sky and kneeling before him, as the word of God says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9-11. One day every knee will bow before God and every tongue will confess that Jesus Lord, to the glory of God. This is an appeal. When we read 1 Kings chapter 8:54, it says King Solomon knelt when he asked God to bless the temple and the people of God. In 1 Kings chapter 18:41-46, he knelt earnestly prayer when he asked the Lord to send rain and to end Israel's drought. Hallelujah. When we kneel before the Lord, we show our humbleness, just like the psalmist in Psalms 95:6. The psalmist humbled himself before the Lord and encouraged others to do the same, just like I am encouraging you to do the same today. In Psalm 95:6, it says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Last but not least, lying prostrate before God. In Matthew 11, verse 29, it says, "No position symbolizes humility better than being on our faces before God." Imagine all the Lord's army. Imagine Jesus, God, imagine the Holy Spirit in you, laying down in a position of in your face on the floor. This position of prayer demonstrates the beauty of being poor in spirit. Matthew 11:29 says, when Jesus described himself, he said he was meek and lowly in heart. A wise way for each of us to begin our day is to get on our face before God and acknowledge our unworthiness, our inadequacy, our inability to accomplish his will, to yield to his will, to ask him, "Lord, let your will be done in my life, in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, and everyone around me. Use me to contaminate them to have hunger for your word. Use me as a vessel, as an instrument, every day, every hour, every minute. When I go to sleep, Lord, give me dreams of your coming. Help me, Lord, to acknowledge that without you, I can't do nothing, and with you, I could do all things, that your word says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 12, you're watching your word to perform it. So I thank you, Lord. Take control. Take control, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
If it's not the seed up rest, what? It's not the seed up rest.
About how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried to hide his feelings, but they only gave him away. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing that I knew the right words to say. Can you read?
God, and there's no need to fight, for the battle is not yours, the battle is the Lord. That you wanna run and hide. Your enemy is out for you, and you don't know why. Oh yeah, you think on your strength to hold back your tears, but you know you gotta face your fears. Let me whisper a word softly in your ears. Oh, stand still and know. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. Stand still and know He's God. There's no need to fight, for the battle is not yours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My heart's desire is that the fire of God will fall upon you. Baptize, Father God, every listener with the Holy Ghost and fire according to Luke 3:16. Make them ministers of fire according to Hebrews 1:7. Deliver them with your fire according to Psalms 18:13. Purify every life that comes on Block Talk Radio with your fire according to Malachi 3:2. Let your fire be in the hands to heal every sick, cast out every spirit that comes to attack you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of God's presence be released in your life according to Psalms 97:5. Let your light be for fire and your Holy One for flame to burn the bearers and the thorns in your life according to Isaiah 10:7. Continue to be blessed and come on Block Talk Radio to receive manna from heaven. Hallelujah. Please keep me in prayer as God sees and is watching his word to perform it. Bless the name of Jesus. Fall on your face. Get on your knees. Bow before the Lord. Bow before the Lord. Sit before the Lord. Look up to the heavens. Stretch your arms out to the Lord. Leap for joy. You'll be displaying absolute confidence in God's faithfulness. You will confirm and affirm the eternal things that he promised you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you see the Holy Spirit work in your life. The Word of God says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul challenges us to be faithful in this discipline. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Abba, Father, who art in heaven, thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for breaking chains, breaking strongholds. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Pastor of all pastors, Doctor of all doctors, King of all kings. Thank you, Chief Officer in Command. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Comfort them. Help the Lord save them. Guide them, direct them, adopt them to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fall down on me. On me. On me. On me. Let it fall down. Lord. Let it fall. I need you, Lord, to let your spirit fall down on me.
I got a call from an old. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing that I knew the right words to say. Can you reach my friend? Brain is searching to an end. Lord, your name. I said that I knew you. I told him the difference you made. But he never thought he would need you. But maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, he told me that I had found something that he to fall.
Until next time, God bless you, your family, and may God do a spiritual operation in your mind, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. For the glory and honor of God, until next time, continue to keep us in prayer and know that Jesus is Lord, King, and he is the doctor of all doctors, and he left the Holy Spirit behind. If you read John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, greater miracles we will do because Jesus